Have you been wrongfully charged for a red light ticket in Doral, Florida? We have a tale for you, folks. Let us give you a thrill. Here we go. You're driving through the vibrant streets of Doral, Florida, minding your own business when bam. You're receiving a red light ticket out of nowhere, but could you be falsely charged? We will explore Doral's notorious red light ticket system, so buckle up. We are getting started. History of red light ticket in Doral, Florida. A controversial program to improve road safety and reduce accidents caused by running red lights has led to many red light tickets in Doral, Florida. The implementation of the red light ticket system in Doral restarted in 2017 amidst heated debates and mixed opinions. Proponents argued that it would deter reckless driving and make the streets safer for everyone. Opponents, on the other hand, claimed that it was simply a revenue-generating scheme disguised as a safety measure. More and more drivers in Doral have been cited for red lights over the years. As fines piled up and frustrations grew, questions about the system's accuracy started to arise. When drivers received these tickets, they wondered whether their vehicles were identified correctly. Innocent motorists have often been wrongly charged when license plate recognition technology fails or humans misread footage, fueling skepticism about the reliability of such automated systems. Despite these concerns, Doral continued to generate significant revenue from red light tickets year after year. Reports indicate that in 2022 alone, over $600,000 was collected through this program, an astonishing figure indeed. Last month, Doral's controversial red light ticket program was canceled indefinitely, at least for now. Doral red light tickets have been a source of controversy and debate for a long time. The program generated substantial revenue for the city over time. Residents felt unfairly targeted. Cost of a red light ticket. Doral, Florida, red light ticket prices can vary depending on the violation and circumstances. A red light violation can result in a fine ranging from $158 to $264. However, some additional fees and surcharges can add up quickly. Your license can be suspended if you fail to appear in court. These costs continue beyond the initial fine. Once you receive a red light ticket, you must consider potential increases in your car insurance rates. Insurance companies often view traffic violations as indicators of risky behavior behind the wheel, which can result in higher premiums for several years. Moreover, it may cost you even more money if you contest the ticket in court and lose. To avoid these costly consequences, follow traffic laws responsibly and obey red light tickets. Making a red light payment is not just settling the fine. It also has long-term financial implications. Can the system read the wrong license plate? Drivers in Doral, Florida, have expressed concern over receiving red light tickets for violations they did not commit due to incorrect license plate readings. Automated systems rely on clear images of license plates to accurately identify vehicles, but they are imperfect. Bad weather or obstructions such as dirt or tinted windows can lead to poor image quality, which makes it harder for the system to identify license plates correctly. In such cases, the characters appear blurry. Multiple vehicles can overlap license plates at an intersection, creating another problem. Customized or uncommon font license plates can also challenge automated systems, as identification errors are more likely to occur if the characters differ substantially from standard ones. While technology can help identify red light violations more accurately, human error cannot be eliminated. To prevent wrongful charges, authorities responsible for reviewing and issuing tickets must conduct thorough checks before penalizing drivers solely based on automated readings. Despite their effectiveness in deterring traffic violations, red light camera systems are not immune to errors. A license plate that needs to be updated or readable, technical glitches, or limitations within the system can result in erroneous readings. Authorities must regularly assess their technologies and procedures to prevent innocent motorists from suffering unjust consequences because of machine error. Red light tickets in Doral, Florida, are handled entirely by machines. People often ask if machines make errors regarding automated traffic violation systems. However, humans are involved in the process. Cameras capture violations and generate citations by reading license plates, but trained personnel review and approve them. Although manual review helps minimize errors, humans are imperfect, so mistakes can still happen due to poor image quality or misinterpreted data. Despite these safety measures, some red light tickets in Doral may be issued incorrectly. In such cases, affected individuals must prove their innocence and challenge their citation. Knowing your rights and defending yourself is essential if you believe you have been wrongly charged for red light violations. There was no doubt that Doral's fines alone made $600,000 in 2022, which had a significant impact on its resources and budget. Innocent drivers may be wrongly ticketed if these systems incorrectly identify or interpret their actions, and there have been concerns about the fairness and accuracy of red light cameras. The public deserves transparency regarding funding allocation and how steps are taken to minimize ticketing errors, although generating revenue may be necessary for the city of Doral. A balance needs to be struck between road safety and preserving citizens' rights. Red light cameras can be valuable when used responsibly, but justice must be maintained. In an interview with CBS News Miami reporter Ivan Taylor, Rafael Pinero, Doral's vice mayor, announced that the red light tickets program will be terminated on June 20, 2023. In Pinero's view, the decision was made based on comparing intersections with and without cameras, such as Northwest 87th Avenue and 25th Street, versus Northwest 79th Avenue and 36th Street. According to the city's website, the latter intersection is among the busiest and most accident-prone. Pinero said these four intersections have more car accidents than any other intersection in the city. A lot of the drivers before they were passing these intersections, they were scared every time they got a yellow light before a red one. So they stopped the car suddenly, and drivers coming behind did not have time to stop. Vice Mayor Pinero's memo sent to the city councils last month states, red light cameras have been shown to increase the number of rear end collisions at intersections that have heavy traffic and short left turn signals. Pinero said the majority of the council repealed the program. There have long been accusations against red light camera programs that they are ineffective and unfair, biased against minorities and low-income neighborhoods. Many families struggled to make ends meet due to these high-priced tickets, issued unjustly due to faulty technology or human error. This measure may encourage reckless driving among motorists who fear being caught on camera running red lights, but others see it as an opportunity to be accountable. In summary, red light ticketing in Doral, Florida, has brought controversy and frustration to many residents. Designed to improve road safety, it has also brought its fair share of problems. There have been cases of innocent drivers being charged with red light violations due to incorrect license plate readings or human error. The costs of these tickets can add up quickly and burden individuals unnecessarily. Red light tickets are not unjustified. Sometimes, drivers run red lights, putting themselves and others at risk. The primary objective should be to promote safe driving habits and hold traffic law violators accountable. According to CBS News Miami, just last year, we received over $600,000, Vice Mayor Pinero replied. He added that residents considered far more effective ways to increase the number of police officers than merely purchasing cameras. However, on June 20, 2023, the decision was made to cancel the program altogether. Still, others may see this as a step towards justice for those wrongly charged, and others may see it as a missed opportunity for improved road safety. It remains crucial for authorities to explore alternative methods that balance deterring dangerous driving behaviors while ensuring fairness in enforcement processes.